Hey, Joel. It's me, Stu. That was Joel Plaskett from his brand new album 44, a quadruple CD. The vinyl version of that'll cost you about $1 million, I'm thinking. That's the name of the song. Hey, Stu. Thanks, Joel, for the shout out there. I am still around. The rumors of my demise have been greatly exaggerated. Who knew somebody would record a song called Hey Stu? I didn't think that would ever happen. Ever. Even once. I don't think it would ever happen once. Imagine if it happened twice.
Hey Stu. Playing this one just for you. Hey, Stu, no one can boss that old road crew like you used to do. Well, now you up there with the gods, Ammons Johnson and Baby Dodds, and old Alexis too. Hey, Stu, I'm playing this one just for you. Ladies blow. But once I heard you singing Coleman Hawkins solos and old Satchmo's, well, we were riding back in your dear old Pontiac. Well, the boys and I, we sure miss you. This one just for you. And Stu, thank you.
Thank you. twang trust. You play really good music on your radio show. Austin Reed, you are a great guy. I was Googling myself one day and I noticed that you played my songs on your show, and I was so grateful because I love the exposure. Oh yeah, I was just so grateful because I am the passionate and objective Joker fan, and I listen to your podcast. And I really like the fact that you play my songs on your show. Yeah. Stu Reed, you're the greatest guy in the world. Stu Reed, I am your favorite singer-songwriter, aren't I? Come on, at least put me in your top 10. Oh, Stu Reed, Stu Reed, you're such a great guy.
Ah, that's what everybody says. The passionate and objective Joker fan with his big smash hit, Stu Reed of Twang Trust. Thanks, friend. Yeah, you're welcome, passionate and objective Joker fan. That was a whole set of music all about me. Before that was Led Zeppelin and their song about me called Boogie with Stu. And at the top of that set, Danny Adler with his song, Hey Stu. Danny Adler, blues, legendary blues guy. Started off in the early 60s playing with all kinds of old grizzled blues veterans, and then moved to England and started a band called the Rugulator, and a bit of a legendary guy. Hung out with the Rolling Stones, hung out with the Stiff Records crowd, and he wrote a song about me. Now, it wasn't a song about Ian Stewart of the Rolling Stones. Well, not of the Rolling Stones. Ian Stewart would have been in the Rolling Stones if he wasn't so old. But he was too old, so they kicked him out. Kind of sad. And now look at him. Now look at him. Yeah. Charlie did some sweet air drumming on TV the other day. Did you see that? That was kind of fun. Sounded better than McCartney, gotta tell you. Oh, poor Paul. Anyways, hey, welcome to the Twang Trust, kids. It's me, your old pal Stu. Hey. And I was on the Facebook. The big thing on the Facebook these days is to post your 10 most influential albums of all time. The albums that you listened to and really formed your musical spirit for the rest of your life. You know, what were the integral influential albums? And I did that a couple of years ago. But I thought, well, it was easy to pick 10. It would be easy to pick another 10, so I'm doing another 10. I picked the first one yesterday. It was The Sound Magazine by the Partridge Family. Now, I don't know. I've probably told you this story before. I don't know if you need to hear it again. But just in case, I'll tell you. I loved the Partridge Family. Partridge Family, that was my jam back in the day, boy. Loved that, those folks. And the only thing, you know, as much as I loved them, they were also the harbingers of heartbreaking musical disappointment, you know, in a couple of ways. I remember this album, the Partridge Family Sound Magazine, that's the first Partridge Family album I owned, did have a few of them, but this one had I Woke Up in Love This Morning, which was a big hit. I always loved that one. But while combing the liner notes of the album cover, I saw a list of names on the back. And it had instruments next to their names. But I was thinking, well, this can't possibly be a list of the people who actually play the instruments on the album. Like Hal Blaine drums? Who's Hal Blaine? Yeah, that's Chris Partridge, man. Come on. And, yeah. And then, one summer, back in grade school, just before the end of the school year once, our class got visited by this group of hippie types. That's how I remember them anyways. And they started a drop-in daycare sort of a thing at the end of the school year. you know, just as summer vacation started. And you could go there, and all each classroom had a different theme. You know, you could go to one for games and one for dancing and one for art and whatever, right? And the art room was always where it was at for me. And the hippie running the art room was this amazingly talented guy. He's super cool cartoonist, and turned the place into an underwater aquarium thing. You got to draw fish on the wall and stuff. It was a ton of fun. And this guy was the coolest guy ever. You know, he is my new hero. And the very first day we were doing this, just before we went home for lunch that day, we were outside playing some kind of game on the front lawn. And the hippie cartoonist hero guy, he says, hey, we're going to set up a record player in the art room this afternoon. So when you come back, bring your favorite records and we can listen to them together. And I'm thinking, awesome. You know, I start daydreaming about how I'm going to be bonding soon with cool hippie guy over Keith Partridge's badass licks, right? I was like, I'm bringing my Partridge Family records this afternoon, I'm thinking. And then cool hippie guy adds in, but just don't bring any crap like the Partridge Family, okay? Yeah. There is a song on that album, though. My third favorite song on the album, to be precise, called Rainmaker, was actually co-written by Mike Appel, Bruce Springsteen's first manager. Yeah, how's that for foreshadowing, huh? But here's my favorite song on that album, written by such an immortal figure, no less than Rupert the Pina Colada song, Hines. Yeah. This is Echo Valley 26809, the Partridge Family on the Twang Trust.
We grew up together with Ferris wheels and sunshine laughter, a rainbow love that lasted after the rain. Now we're separated, and I've become a lonely runner. And when I rest, I hurt and I wonder if I'll ever see you again. Echo Valley 26809, I used to call that number all the time, but the last time that I called you, we hung up crying. Echo Valley 26809, I can see it clearly in my mind. But I'm scared to call, cause it's been such a long, long time. Never been much for writing, cause what do you say that's dying, a fragile lifeline that's untying. Oh no, oh no. Now I can't face the sunrise, lighten up a road to nowhere. Where you are, I have to go there. Are you waiting? I got to know. Hello, operator. Get me Echo Valley 26809.
You have reached a disconnected number.
Should've called that number. Echo Valley 26809.
If you lost your call,
Well, we started with the Partridge Family. We ended with the DeFranco Family here on the Twang Trust. What a fabulous set of music. That was The Replacements, of course, with Tony DeFranco's big smasheroo, Heartbeat, It's a Love Beat. Yes. And The Replacements before that with Answering Machine. We heard Peter Case and The Nerves, although that was the other guy. What was his name? He only had the one hit. Jack Lee. He's the one who wrote Hanging on the Telephone, which later became a big hit for Blondie, of course. But that was the original version right there. And we started it off with a fine telephone number to be hanging on. Echo Valley 26809. That was the Partridge Family. Number one in my alt most influential albums list. Tune in to your old pal Stu on Facebook to find out what comes next. Well, I can tell you what number 10 is going to be right off the bat. It's going to be Strangers in the Alps by Phoebe Bridgers. Such a great record. And she's got a new one coming out. It's coming out this summer. Don't know if it'll stick to the schedule or not. What was the actual release date of that? I think sometime in July or June. End of June, I believe. For the second Phoebe Bridgers album. We've got a brand new song. We're going to hear it in this next set of music. We're also going to hear a song that relatively new from a guy I kind of consider to be the male Canadian Phoebe Bridgers, Cale Matson. Cale, we're going to hear a new-ish song from him. It came out after his last album. back in, I believe it was December, maybe. But he's got a new project that's making their debut tomorrow night on the Facebook. Nobody's heard them yet. Nobody's even heard them. They're going to make their live debut in a streaming show Thursday night. Check out Kale Mattson on the Facebook. This new outfit of his is called Somersets. It's him and some other guy whose name meant nothing to me. I don't even think this guy has a second name. It was just his first name they threw out. I don't know who he is. Maybe he's somebody. But anyways, yeah, Kale Mattson's new combo, Somersets, makes their debut tomorrow night on Facebook. Check them out. I know I'm going to be. But to start this set off, here is Phoebe Bridgers' guitar player, a guy by the name of Harrison Whitford, who's got an album out. He just put out a new song a couple of months ago, and we're going to hear it. It's called What's Happening. You might have seen Harrison Whitford playing with Phoebe at the Folk Festival last year. Was it last year? Or was it the year before that? Time is just weird, isn't it? Here's a weird trivia note for you. Harrison Whitford's dad, his name is Brad, plays in Aerosmith. Crazy.
What's happening? What's happening? CKUW is supported by Half Pints Brewing Company. Come check out our tap room to sample and purchase our flagship and seasonal craft brews at 550 Roseberry Street. HalfPintsBrewing.com. Fiercely local. Oh.
These days, I just don't know. And the future fades with broken dreams. The future fades with all your hope. 10 years time, will you be here? So always dread that this will end. And I know sometimes that I disappear. Sometimes I just pretend. Singing stop, start into my heart. What we're looking for in the park. Or that then take me back to when we could do it all again. Stop, start into my heart.
Hi, this is Cale Mattson, and you're listening to Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
There he is, the Canadian male Phoebe Bridgers, Cale Mattson, in 10 years' time. And before that, the American female Cale Mattson, Phoebe Bridgers herself, brand new from her upcoming second album. That's the latest big smash called Kyoto. I'm hoping the whole record isn't going to be dance pop. I know dance pop is the way to go for hipsters these days. It's the hipster thing to do. All the alt folk hipsters, it's cool to go dance pop. I know. But a little bit is fine. A little bit fine. I think that song's great, but I just don't want it to be all like that. Curb yourself in, Phoebe. I have faith, though. I have faith it's going to be a great record. And Phoebe's guitar player at the top of that set, Harrison Whitford, and What's Happening? A new record that's already out is the new album from Shelby Lynn. Self-titled, this album is. Is this her first self-titled album? I seem to recall she might have two or three others. Maybe she's like Peter Gabriel. I don't know. But anyhow, the new album, Shelby Lynn, is out from Shelby Lynn, and we got a cut from it. Of course, Shelby's sister, Allison Moore, we're awful fond of her. We just saw her not too long ago hanging out with hubby Hayes Carl at Times Changed High and Lonesome Club. Remember that place? But where Allison did a great, great all-covers set the other night on the old internet. It was a requested thing. Folks sent in their requests, and she picked the songs out of a hat and did them all. And there was one I would have put in for this one myself. Fortunately, somebody else did and got picked. This song was recorded on an album called Transatlantic Sessions, Series 4, Volume 3. I've got it on a DVD. I guess it was a TV show that actually played on the BBC over in England. And they released it. It was Jerry Douglas was the main guy. I forget who else. Some pal of his. Some British pal of his. And it was filmed in England, but a lot of the folks on it were American. Including one episode with Allison Moore. And she just did this great old song that she originally learned when she was touring with the Chieftains. And we're going to hear that in this set of music. We're also going to hear Allison and Shelby together on a song that they did on the recent Tom Waits tribute album called Come On Up to the House. But from the new self-titled Shelby Lynn album, here's a slow-burning R&B jam called The Equation.
Yeah. You're straddling the ditches. I'll be holding on to my wishes. I know you're shy, don't need a why. Just come here. Just come here. I'll be alone trying to figure this equation, wanting you in the night, lying awake and lonely when you're in the dark crying. I'll be still in my faith, knowing I might, about loving you.
the feeling's getting stronger. And at 6 in the morning, gave me no warning. I had to be on my way. Well, there's trucks all passing, the lights are flashing. I'm on my way home from your place. Now the sun's coming up, and I'm riding with Lady Luck. Freeway cars and trucks, stars. And the feeling's getting stronger. The deepest ocean.
deepest ocean. To be by your side. But the sea is wide, and I can't swim over, and neither have I wings to fly. I wish I down.
Hi, this is Allison Moore, and you're downtown and underground with the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM.
Oh, things don't get much more gorgeous than that, do they? Carrick Fergus from Allison Moore. Available on Jerry Douglas's Transatlantic Sessions, Series 4, Volume 3. Allison and Sister Shelby Lynn there, and Old 55 from the Tom Waits tribute record, Come On Up to the House, and brand new music from Shelby Lynn at the top of that set, The Equation from her new self-titled album. Bob Dylan and the Band. They're both kind of in the spotlight these days, separately, not together. Bob has just released his second new song since the start of this whole virus shutdown deal. One of the songs, you know, he knew that folks had a lot of time on their hands, so the first of his new songs, 17 minutes long. I don't know who he thinks. Does he think he's Mark Kozlik? Is that who Bob Dylan thinks he is? 17-minute songs? Come on, Bob. But it's an interesting track. It's called Murder Most Foul. We're actually going to hear it in this next set of music. So yeah, go get yourself some snacks. You're going to need them. But it's an odd song. It's an interesting song. If you're not really paying attention, it just sort of sounds... I mean, he throws in all these pop culture references halfway through, and then it's just sort of this big, long list of pop culture references. And if you're not really paying super close attention, it just seems like a bit of a novelty thing. But there's a great, great little think piece that I read on Salon.com by a guy named David Masciatra. And he wrote a piece about this song, Murder Most Foul, called Unpacking Bob Dylan's New Epic from Dallas 1963 to the Pandemic of 2020. And he goes over a lot of things that Bob's talking about in this song, and it's things that I certainly would never have caught myself just listening to it. But reading this piece really opens your eyes to what Bob's going on about, or at least what David thinks Bob's going on about. Maybe it's just an interesting thought piece by this guy. Maybe Bob, I don't know. I don't know. Did Bob really mean all this stuff? Probably. This guy's obviously way smarter than me, anyhow. And I don't know if he's any smarter than you or not, but it's worth checking out. Salon.com. I'm sure you can do a search on David Masciatra or Bob Dylan or Murder Most Foul and find this thing. Worth reading, for sure. And it's a song worth listening to, despite its epic 17 minutes length. But hey, what else you gotta do? As far as the band goes, well, there's the new documentary out on the television, Once We're Brothers, spearheaded by Robbie Robertson and Martin Scorsese. Not directed by either, but they pretty much laid everything out. And it's a great documentary, if extremely one-sided. To watch it, as one-sided as it is, you get the sense that it's kind of one-sided for a good reason. On the other hand, it does sort of negate everybody in the story except Robbie Robertson to, you know, supporting character status. And they weren't like really fully formed human beings. nobody but Robbie got that distinction. But I don't know. Watch it yourself. It's definitely worth seeing. Some great footage, some great stories. Just, you know, keep a grain of salt in your cheek or something. I don't know. But we're going to hear some Robbie Robertson and the band together and separate. Their pal Bob hanging out in Woodstock. And then we're going to hear a great Bob Dylan cover. And it's all going to start off with a cut from Robbie Robertson's new album of last year called Cinematic. And what is, in fact, the title song to the documentary on the band, Once We're Brothers.
When the light goes out and you can't go on, you'll miss your brothers, your brother. But now they're gone. When the light goes out, we go our own way. Nothing here but darkness, no reason to stay. Once we're brothers, brothers no more. We lost our connection after the war. There'll be no revival, there'll be no encore. Once we're brothers, brothers no more. When the curtain comes down, we let go of the past. Tomorrow's another day. Things weren't meant to last. When the curtain comes down on the final act, and you know deep inside, there's no going back. Once we're brothers, brothers no more. We lost our way after the war. Can't even remember what we're fighting for. Once we're brothers, brothers no more. Already added up between the north and south. When we heard all the lies coming out of your mouth, but we stood together like we were next of kin. And when the band played Dixie, they came marching in. Once for brothers, brothers no more. We lost our connection after the war. There'll be no revival, there'll be no encore. We're brothers, brothers no more.
KUW is supported by Times Changed High and Lonesome Club, your friendly local honky-tonk located at 234 Main Street. Full event schedule and more at highandlonesomeclub.ca.
Just a quick reminder, folks, you're all good people with excellent taste in music.
Not any harmony, but harmony in the background, like... No, like, just that harmony, just that, whoa, yeah, right, why, yeah, just,
every time I go to town, boys keep kicking my dog around, don't know why I'm born to town. Don't know why they kick my dog around. Let me hear you now.
Dog, dog, dog. Dog, dog, dog. Why,
That's right. Do that again.
Time, I go to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around.
Why?
I don't know why I'm going to town. I don't know why they're kicking my dog around.
Dog, dog, dog.
Yes, yes, yes.
Why?
Oh.
Dog, dog, dog.
Why? I go get a meal. I can see the boys, they're planning to steal. While your dog, he's a wagging his tail. He helps me pick up the morning mail. Every time I go to town, the boys keep kicking my dog around. Don't know why they kick my dog around. I just keep going to town. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know, Bart.
Dog, dog, dog.
I don't know why.
Bark, bark, bark.
Bark, bark, bark.
Quack, quack, quack.
Duck, duck, duck. Pig, pig, pig. Duck, duck, duck.
Bark, bark, bark.
Dig, dig, dig.
Look here, dear soup, you best feed the cats. The cats need feeding, you're the one to do it. Get your hat, feed the cats. You ain't going nowhere. Bunch of basement noise. You ain't no punching bag. I see you walking out there, and you're the one to do it. Pick up your nose, you canary. You ain't going nowhere. Pick up that oil cloth, cram it in the corn. I don't care if your name is Michael, you're gonna need some boards. Get your lunch, you farm bib. You ain't going nowhere. Pile of money, you best go find a file. I seen you out there beating down your hammer. You ain't no head of lettuce. Feed that buzzard, lay him on the rug. You ain't going nowhere. It was a dark day in Dallas, November 63, the day that would live on in infamy. President Kennedy was a right line, good day to be living and a good day to die. He led to the slaughter like a sacrificial lamb. He said, wait a minute, boys, you know who I am. Of course we do, we know who you are. Then they blew off his head while he was still in the car. Shot down like a dog in broad daylight. Was a matter of timing, and the timing was right. You got unpaid debts, we've come to collect. We're gonna kill you with hatred without any respect. We'll mock you and shock you, and we'll grin in your face. We've already got someone here to take your place. The day they blew out the brains of the king, thousands were watching, no one saw a thing. It happened so quickly, so quick by surprise. Right there in front of everyone's eyes. Greatest magic trick ever under the sun. Perfectly executed, skillfully done. Wolfman, oh Wolfman, oh Wolfman, howl. Rub-a-dub-dub, it's a murder most foul. Hush, little children, you'll understand. The Beatles are coming, they're gonna hold your hand. Slide down the banister, go get your coat. Ferry across the Mersey and go for the throat. There's three bumps coming all dressed in rags. Pick up the pieces and over the flags. I'm going to Woodstock, it's the Aquarian Age. Then I'll go over to Altamont and sit near the stage. Put your head out the window, let the good times roll. There's a party going on behind the grassy knoll. Stack up the bricks, pour the cement. Don't say Dallas don't love you, Mr. President. Put your foot in the tank and step on the gas. Try to make it to the Triple Underpass. Blackface singer, whiteface clown. Better not show your faces after the sun goes down. I'm in the red light district like a cop on the beat. Living in a nightmare on Elm Street. When you're down on New Bellum, put your money in your shoe. Don't ask what your country can do for you. Cash on the bellhead, money to burn. Dealey Plaza, make a left-hand turn.
I'm going down to the crossroads, gonna flag a ride. The place where faith, hope, and charity died. Shoot 'em while he runs, boy. Shoot 'em while you can. See if you can shoot the invisible man. Goodbye, Charlie. Goodbye, Uncle Sam. Frankly, Miss Scarlet, I don't give a damn. What is the truth? Where did it go? Ask Oswald and Ruby Leonard, I know. Shut your mouth, say it, last old owl. Business is business, and it's a murder most foul. Tommy, can you hear me? I'm the Ancient Queen. I'm riding in a long black Lincoln limousine. Riding in the back seat next to my wife. Heading straight on into the afterlife. I'm leaning to the left, got my head in her lap. Oh Lord, I've been led into some kind of a trap. Well, we ask no quarter. No quarter do we give. We're right down the street from the street where you live. They mutilated his body and they took out his brain. What more could they do? They piled on the pain. But his soul was not there where it was supposed to be at. For the last 50 years they've been searching for that. Freedom, oh freedom, freedom over me. I hate to tell you, mister, but only dead men are free. Send me some love, tell me no lie. Throw the gun in the gutter and walk on by. Wake up, little Susie, let's go for a drive. Cross the Trinity River, let's keep hope alive. Turn the radio on, don't touch the dials. Parkland Hospital, only 6 more miles. You got me dizzy, Miss Lizzie, you fill me with lead. That magic bullet of yours has gone to my head. I'm just a patsy like Patsy Cline. Never shot anyone from in front or behind. Got blood in my eye, got blood in my ear. I'm never gonna make it to the new frontier. Jupiter's film, I've seen that before. Seen it 33 times, maybe more. It's vile and deceitful, it's cruel and it's mean. Ugliest thing that you ever have seen. They killed him once and they killed him twice. Killed him like a human sacrifice. The day that they killed him, someone said to me, son, the age of the Antichrist has just only begun. Air Force One coming in through the gate. Johnson sworn in at 2:38. Let me know when you decide to throw in the towel. It is what it is, and it's murder most foul. What's new, pussycat? What I say? I said the soul of a nation will torn away, and it's beginning to go into a slow decay. And that it's 36 hours past Judgment Day. Wolfman Jack, he's speaking in tongues. He's going on and on at the top of his lungs. Play me a song, Mr. Wolfman Jack. Play it for me in my long Cadillac. Play me that only the good die young. Take me to the place Tom Dooley was hung. They say James Infirmary in the court of King James. If you want to remember, you better write down the names. Play it at James 2. Play it rather go blind. Play it for the man with a telepathic mind. Play John Lee Hooker. Play Scratch My Back. Play it for that strip club owner named Jack. Guitar Slim going down slow. Play it for me and for Marilyn Monroe. Play Please Don't Let Me Be Misunderstood. Play it for the first lady, she ain't feeling too good. Play Don Henley, play Glenn Frey. Take it to the limit and let it go by. Play it for Kyle Wilson too. Looking far, far away down Gower Avenue. Play Tragedy, play Twilight Time. Take me back to Tulsa to the scene of the crime. Play another one and another one bites the dust. Play the old rugged cross and in God we trust. Ride the pink horse down that long lonesome road. Stand there and wait for his head to explode. Play Mystery Train for Mr. Mystery. The man who fell down dead like a rootless tree. Play it for the reverend, play it for the pastor. Play it for the dog that got no master. Play Oscar Peterson. Play Stan Getz. Play Blue Sky. Play Dickie Betts. Play Art Pepper. Thelonious Monk. Charlie Parker. And all that junk. All that junk and all of that jazz. Play something for the Birdman of Alcatraz. Play Buster Keaton. Play Harold Lloyd. Play Bugsy Siegel. Play Birdie Boy Floyd. Play the numbers. Play the odds. Play Cry Me a River for the Lord of the Gods. Play number 9, play number 6. Play it for Nancy and Stevie Nicks. Play Nat King Cole, play Nature Boy. Play Down in the Boondocks for Terry Marlowe. Play It Happened One Night and White Night of Sin. There's 12 million souls that are listening in. Play Merchant of Venice, play Merchants of Death. Play Stella by Starlight for Lady Macbeth. Don't worry, Mr. President. Help's on the way. Your brothers are coming. There'll be hell to pay. Brothers, what brothers? What's this about hell? Tell them we're waiting, keep coming. We'll get them as well. Love Field is where his plane touched down, but it never did get back up off the ground. It was a hard act to follow, second to none. They killed him on the altar of the rising sun. Play Misty for me and that old devil moon. Play Anything Goes and Memphis in June. Play Lonely at the Top and Lonely at the Brave. Play it for Houdini spinning around in his grave. Play Jelly Roll Morton, play Lucille. Play Deep in a Dream and play Driving Wheel. Play Moonlight Sonata in F sharp. And a key to the highway for the king of the harp. Play Marching to Georgia in Dumbarton's drums. Play Darkness and Death Will Come When It Comes. Play Love Me or Leave Me by the Great Bird Pound. Play the Bloodstained Banner, play Murder Most Foul.
Crooked highway, if tonight is not a crooked trail, if tomorrow wasn't such a long time, lonesome would mean nothing to you at all. Yes, and only if my own true love was weeping, if I could hear her heart softly pounding. Yes, and only if she was lying by me could I lie in my bed once again. I can't see my reflection in the water. I can't speak the sounds to show no pain. I can't hear the echo of my footsteps or remember the sound of my own name. Yes, and only if my own true love's waiting, if I could hear her heart softly pounding. Yes, and only if she was lying by me could I lie in that bed once again. Now there's beauty in that silver singing river, and there's beauty in that rainbow in the sky. Ah, but none of these and nothing else can touch the beauty that I remember in my true love's eyes.
Yes, and only if my own true love was waiting. If I could hear her heart softly pounding. Yes, and only if she was lying by me. Could I lie in that bed?
Just a haunting version of one of Bob Dylan's prettiest songs, Tomorrow is a Long Time. That's Phosphorescent, from the collection Sweetheart 2014. I never saw that one. Remember those Sweetheart albums? They were available at Starbucks way back. Cover collections from all sorts of interesting folks. There's at least four of them, four or five. That's where you find that cut. Before that, Bob Dylan's new 17-minute epic, Murder Most Foul. We also heard Bob Dylan and the Band, a couple of deep basement tape cuts available on the big Super Deluxe box set that came out, one of the bootleg series. What volume was this? This is volume 11, Bob Dylan and the Band, the Basement Tapes Complete. A lot of it you don't really need to hear, but there's some gems on there for sure, including take one of You Ain't Going Nowhere. Not as good as take two, which is the famous take of that cut, but completely different lyrics and some pretty funny lines in there. We also heard another classic, Bob harmonizing with the band on You Gotta Quit Kicking My Dog Around. Speaking of dogs, yeah, Luna just walked into the room. This is the Twang Trust here on CKW. We're coming to you nearly live from the Stewdome, where we have a dog now. How are we doing here at the Stewdome? We're doing fine. My life isn't all that different beyond the fact that I miss my job terribly. All my free time is just spent dog walking. And me and the dog, we're fine with that, actually. Hope things aren't too crazy for you. We also heard the band doing Will the Circle Be Unbroken and Robbie Robertson and a song from his album last year, Cinematic, the title track to the recent documentary on the band, Once We're Brothers. Well, the virus is one thing. What went on in Nova Scotia on the weekend was another. Speechless. What do you say? Let's let Scott Nolan say something. This is a song he came out with the other day called Nova Scotia with Love.
Tonight I'll sing for Nova Scotia. Tonight I'll sing songs of love. a gentle tune for friends and neighbors. Peace just can't come sooner. A soft refrain to bring some comfort to every single living thing. Tonight I'll sing for Nova Scotia. Let the bells of St. James ring. Today I'll grieve for sons and daughters who never got to say goodbye. For how the sky can look so different every time we go outside. From Border Peak to Shubenacadie, no one here will forget today. The neighbor said he couldn't believe it, God, what happened anyway? I thought I heard distant sirens, I see fire down the road. We can still hear the gunshots at night, it's hard to be alone. So tonight I'll sing for Nova Scotia. Tonight we'll sing songs of love, a gentle tune for friends and neighbors. Peace just can't come soon enough. Peace just can't come soon enough.
For long. able to carry.
It's been a long. I know that my change
is gonna come. It's gone.
It's my change.
Come. Gonna come. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is. Oh, yes, it is.
The late Lasse Desela from her album Live in Reykjavik with Sam Cooke's A Change is Gonna Come. I sure hope so. Before that, Scott Nolan's lovely tribute to the people of Nova Scotia. Before that, beautiful, tender sentiments from Scott there. These next sentiments, not so beautiful or tender, but relevant nonetheless. To end this edition of Twang Trust, says Dan Byrne from his album of last year called Regent Street, and Take the Guns Away.
About the motive, I don't need to understand the mind of a killer. There's 16,000 motives, 25 million deranged minds. I don't need to retrace his steps, where he bought his weapons at. I don't need to read his 10th grade journal. Take the guns away. You're gonna do something about it. I don't need the neighbor's thoughts, the former girlfriend's cell phone records. I don't need some congressman who still needs more information. Take the guns away. Take the guns away. Twist. twisted logic, tortured souls, beautiful lives in a black hole. Military culture, weapons, porn, living in fear since the day you were born.
Hey, this is Dan Byrne. You're listening to the Twang Trust on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.